This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. Yes, it's me. Yes, I'm back. I had a family wedding I was at yesterday, but tonight we have to talk about pirates, Chris. We're getting the band back together, baby. The pirate ship's coming back. We have to talk about pirates, the New World Order. They're apparently just saying the quiet parts out loud now. Crime, Eric Adams, he's turning to Chicago for guidance on crime. We're going to talk CDC, FDA, FBI. Oh, well, there's all kinds of things going on. Yes, by the way, I'm going to hit some of this Supreme Court nominee. I'm going to hit some of that hearing, but not a ton. I'll hit some of it tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Boris Rifkin, an hour and a half from now, on his continuing series he's doing with us about the history of communism and the Bolsheviks and everything else. So we've got tons on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. But I want to begin here. Situations, circumstances, they determine how we conduct ourselves. You see, in a fairy tale world, in a perfect world, the kind of world you want, the kind of world I want, there would be one rigid set of principles that you will not value, you won't deviate from them under any circumstance. This is right and this is wrong. Thievery. I personally detest thievery. This is, and I have no idea why this is, because I'm a horrible person, just a dreadful human being, but I will not steal. I will not. And this is goes back to as a child. I mean, I don't know, honestly, I don't know whether something happened, someone stole something of mine or something. I do remember that one kid stole my nunchucks and I'm still mad about it. But anyway, but there's something in me that despises thievery, taking something that isn't yours. I hate it. I despise it. And I'm somebody who will commit crimes. I will admit to you, I will commit crimes. Thievery, you could leave $1 million cash with me in a briefcase and you could come back a year later and it would not be touched. It would not be. I despise thievery. Well, that sounds really good, right? Oh, Jesse, that's awesome. Good for you. That's a good principle to have. Yeah. What if one of my kids was starving? What if I lost everything? And believe me, I'm going somewhere with this. Hang with me, because there's a lot of confusion on the right now about who should be on our side and who shouldn't. That's where we're going. Just hang with me. But back to what I was talking about. What if I screw up big time? They probably wouldn't fire me. What if iHeart goes out of business tonight? No more radio show. What if my TV show on the first, 9 p.m. Eastern, every night, it's on again tonight. What if the first goes under tonight too? No one else will hire me, because let's be honest, who wants to hire me? Lose the house, lose the car. The economy takes a nosedive as it's already doing. What if principled no thieving Jesse, few months from now, year from now, whatever, comes home and my sons are both looking sick. They're looking awfully sick because they haven't eaten in a couple days. We can't find anyone to help us out. No one will give us food. Would I steal? Oh, you bet I would. You bet I would. Because principles and how we conduct ourselves, it's always conditional on what's around you. And I should note, if you say you wouldn't, you're a liar. If you ever look at, and the reason I bring this up is this, you know what a history geek I am? If you ever read any of the stories of people who were starving to death in the gulags, or starving to death when Stalin was starving out Ukraine, or anything that took place, Concentration camps. The concentration camps the Nazis were running. Like, if you look at the real depths of humankind, of where people were just treated the worst they've ever been treated. One thing, if you read the books about them, you'll consistently hear is, oh, nobody's actually good. If you're good, you'll just die earlier. You have to become bad in order to survive. They'll tell you that in North Korea's concentration camps to this day. If you talk to someone who's ever escaped them, they'll just flat out tell you, oh, I stole all the time. I stole food. I stole clothes. I'd be dead if I didn't. Where am I going with this? What am I talking about? Well, Daily Wire. You may love them, you may hate them. Daily Wire is Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, Matt Walsh, a bunch of other people. It's a huge conservative company. And they're doing all kinds of things now. Obviously, I just mentioned they have a bunch of writers, radio hosts, whatnot. And they put out an ad that's going all over the internet today where they are starting a new razor blade company. And Jeremy Bowring, I don't know him. I don't know really any of these guys personally. Jeremy Bowring is the CEO of Daily Wire. And here is just a little snippet of the ad in case you missed it. It's very funny, very good.
Do you remember when there were two genders and only one and a half of them had to shave their mustaches? Oh, hi. I'm Jeremy Bowring, CEO and God King of the Daily Wire. Harry's Razors used to advertise on our shows. They're a great product, and we were happy to do it. That's before some peon who works for me went and said that boys are boys and girls are girls. And that was just too much for Harry's.
Okay. I'm cutting that off there. I will say, do yourself a favor and go look it up. It's like 3 minutes long. It's hilarious. It's well done. But what the whole gist of this is, Daily Wire is starting a razor blade company because Harry's Razors went full LGBTQ, just in full insanity. And there's another part of what I'm talking about here. Circumstances, alliances, values. Bill Maurer. You know who Bill Maurer is? Got a big show on HBO. He's been around for a long time. Super famous for being an atheist. He makes fun of anyone who has any religious beliefs whatsoever, no matter what they are. Bill Maurer has recently, after a lifetime of really pushing super far left things, the crazy stuff you can imagine, recently he's been very critical of the communists in this country and the craziness of it. And he recently sat down with Daily Caller, and here's a little snippet of what Bill Maurer said.
But when you say woke, you know, it's become, and I make fun of it too, because it's become an eye roll in many ways. If woke, I assume at a certain moment, and it wasn't that long ago before we didn't have the term. I only heard it, I don't know what it was, 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago at most when we heard the term woke, and it was like alert to injustice. I'm like, okay, I'm down with that. I always have been. I hope people still understand that about me. But yes, it became sort of a byword for a lot of this goofy stuff. That's what I'm always railing against. That's why, like, they play me on Fox News now.
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about that? Because you went from the guy who was...
I feel, look, I haven't changed at all. My politics hasn't changed. They've changed. People say to me sometimes, you know, have you changed? No. It's that 5 years ago, no one was talking about defunding the police. I never heard that phrase 5 years ago. That's not me changing. That's things changing. I'm reacting to it, as I've always been. Letting three-year-olds decide what gender they are. This wasn't something 5 years ago.
Free speech. Okay. Now, where am I going with this? Why go off on this? Why open the show with this? I'm seeing this reaction today, and I've seen it recently, and maybe you've done this. Maybe you've done this from a lot of people on the right. A lot of people on the right. And the reaction generally goes something like this. Oh, Daily Wire! They did blank, fill in the blank. Pick your article. Maybe you hate one of the hosts. Maybe you hate all the hosts. I don't know. The Daily Wire did blank. Or you'll hear this from Bill Maurer, or about Bill Maurer. Bill Maurer? Why are we talking to Bill Maurer? He's one of the worst guys. He's been one of the worst guys. Bill Maurer is part of the reason we are where we are. Okay. Let me just clarify something before I go off on a tangent here. If that's the thing you think, if that's what you've been saying to yourself, maybe you've been saying that to others, and I just picked those two as examples. If those are the things you've been saying, I don't like this guy on the right. He rubs me the wrong way. I don't like this lady. I don't like this company. I don't like this. Have you heard what these guys said? Okay, he was really good, but then he said one thing I dislike and I don't like this. If you've said something like that or thought something like that, I want you to know something. One, you're not alone. I have been there. I have said it a lot. I've said it recently. But, I do think it is important, back to what we were talking about in the beginning, to understand our circumstances. We have to understand where we are. What are the circumstances? No, I don't believe in stealing. No, I'm never going to steal anything because stealing drives me crazy. I hate thieves. Unless my sons are starving and I feel like I don't have any choice, then I believe in stealing. What am I talking about? Well, it's time to have an honest assessment about where we are and how much we need to censor and cut off people who may join our side. You ready for that? Good, it's coming. Speaking of cut off, where are you paying your cell phone bill every month? I mean, look, we're having a conversation right now about where we are. Here's a little preview. It's not in a good place, especially in the corporate world. Where we are is surrounded, completely surrounded. Are you going to keep funding the people who hate your guts? Or are you going to accept there's a company out there, Pure Talk, their CEO's a Vietnam veteran, their customer service is based in America. You talk to an American when you call, and they have never once and will never do anything that violates your values. Where's your cell phone money going every month? Is it to Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? Pure Talk gives you the same coverage. They're on the same network as one of those big guys. You even save some money. Average family saves $800 a year. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That not only saves you an additional 50% off your first month, you get to not fund the people who hate you. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, Boris Rifkin coming up about an hour and 10 minutes from now for his continuing series on communism. In case you missed the opening of it, I brought up the Daily Wire has a new ad out today for some new razor company, Jerry's Razors or something like that. I'll probably buy him and give him a shot. Bill Maurer has come out recently. The far leftist for my whole life, Bill Maurer has come out and he's blasting away at the left. And people on the right, many of them will be tempted. Maybe you've done this. Maybe you've said this. No, but I don't like them because he said this once, or I don't like this publication because they hired this person. And I'm saying right now, we must understand our circumstances because our values must change with those circumstances. Would I steal? Never, unless my sons were starving. Where are we right now? Well, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to look around at the absolute destruction you see around you at all times. Look around you at what's happening right now. Crime. Crime's a great example. Tired of all those murders? They're looking at Chicago for advice on crime. What? What? I'm sorry? That would be like looking to Joe Biden or Dome, quite frankly. That would be like looking to them for advice on how to give a speech.
The governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Okay, all right, back to what I don't want to get distracted. But hold on. Now listen to me. Listen. we're looking to Chicago to give us guidance on crime? Or let's focus on the economy. Maybe you're mad about gas prices, food prices. Well, here's what they think about how things are looking right now.
And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there.
Okay. He goes on to say, I'll play the rest of it for you in a little bit, that everything's working great. The strategy's working great. I mean, here he is.
We've worked together on the American Rescue Plan, on COVID, on infrastructure, supply chain, innovation, climate, clean energy, reducing cost, and a whole lot more. And our strategy has worked, I believe, and I think it's still working.
We are in desperate times, is what I'm trying to tell you. We are officially in desperate times. Now, you remember, I'll play it again for you in a little bit. I might play it next segment. When I told you on, I think it was Friday, that you're not alone, I want to be clear. We are not destroyed. We are not defeated. You are not alone. There are millions of people who think like you. However, we are in desperate times. Culturally, we are surrounded by people who despise this country. They despise Western freedoms. They are trying to remake the Western world in some kind of communist utopia. And everything from Disney to the NFL to education to the media to politics to everything else, they're all now led by people who hate your freaking guts. Now, I'm not saying that to you to stress you out. I'm saying that to you because you need to understand, and I need to understand. I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you. We do not have the luxury at this point in time to turn away people who show up at the front door and want to join our cause. Hey, my name's Bill Maurer. I'd love to be in because I'm calling out the insanity right now. You and me. I'm pointing fingers at me too. We are tempted. I'm tempted to say, go pound sand, Bill Maurer. You've been part of the problem for years. You're part of what got us here. We don't have the luxury of turning away reinforcements. You know when you turn away reinforcements? When you're winning and your army has everything it needs and you're on the cusp of victory, that's when your standards go up and not down. That's when you call the herd. When you are surrounded, you take anything you can get. We must unite under the banner of anti-communism. That sucks because that means you and me, we're going to end up having to share a bunk room with people with whom we disagree a lot. Oh, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. This is wrong. That is wrong. And that's fine, by the way, to have your values and hold on to them and want that to be the final, oh gosh, Chris, I almost said the final solution. That would have been uncomfortable. Chris, don't. No, the final goal, final destination, Chris. There's an underrated movie for you. The final destination. You have a place where you want this nation to be as a final destination, and there's nothing wrong with that. Good. You should want that. Good. You have your ideal world in the Republic of You, where America would look this way. However, you must understand it gets messy to get us there. You love to think about George Washington as this august figure who never told a lie, never wronged another man, gentle, really humble, honestly. George Washington scalped people and shot people in the face. Now, I'm not saying that makes him bad. We had to have somebody willing to scalp people and shoot them in the face in order to get a nation of free people. No, I don't want you to scalp anyone, and please don't shoot anyone in the face. I realize I'm talking to all of America. But understand, we are going to have to take people in who make us uncomfortable because of where we are. We are in desperate times. We don't have the luxury of petty. We don't have the luxury of choosy. If you want to be an anti-communist, sign up. Here's a uniform. Let's roll.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, I was gone yesterday. If you thought you heard some of that before, that's because you did. That was a best of show. I was one of my cousins got married back in Ohio, so I had to fly back to Ohio. It was really weird. We had to fly into Pittsburgh, and then we had to drive into Ohio. We have to drive through Pennsylvania. Did you just turn your nose up at Pittsburgh, Chris? Chris, let me explain something to you, Texan. I love Texas, okay? I live in Texas on purpose, all right? You do not understand how great the food is back east. Now, hold on. I understand Texas food is outstanding. And Texas Mexican food cannot be beat. We'll have endless amounts of hate mail. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Texas Mexican food cannot be beat. I admit that. But if you just walk into New York City and you spend 48 hours in New York City, you will have more meals there that are outstanding of different types than anything you can get in most places down here. You know how we have to work when we order pizza for the office? We should probably have this conversation off the air, but we're doing this on the air. When we order pizza and it's just us and we're having a couple beers and eating some pizza before the show, not that we would ever do that, and we have a hard time finding a pizza place down here that's dynamite. You got to sift through them. They exist, don't get me wrong. You got to sift through them. You don't have to do any sifting in New York. Just pick up the daggone phone. You know what you know what they call a bad pizza place in New York? Out of business. That's what they call it. Because there's 1,000 other places you can get one. The greatness of back east food. Sandwiches. I had one of the Primanti Brothers sandwiches in the Pittsburgh airport. They're famous. They've been open since 1933. They're the ones who put the French fries on top of the sandwich. I had a capicola and cheese and French fries sandwich. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you people can eat that. I think capicola might be pork, but it's so good. It's, you know what? We're moving on because we have other things to tackle here. We're talking about tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show a bunch of things. And one of the things we've been going over is it's tempting on the right to want to cut out this person or cut out that person because they said something you disagree with, or maybe they say a lot of things you disagree with, or maybe you just flat out don't like them, or this publication or that publication. We are in a battle against people who have us surrounded and against people who want to destroy us. I know that's so hard to accept, but they want to destroy us. Remember that Mao quote we bring up all the time? There is no construction without destruction. The people in charge of our culture right now want to destroy the culture, burn it to ash, so they can come up with something better. You thought I was making up this headline in the beginning. I didn't. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, he needs help tackling crime. It's weird. The NYPD tackled crime just fine under Giuliani and honestly Bloomberg. But he needs help tackling crime. Where is he looking? To Chicago. He's talking to the most bullet-ridden city and the United States of America, how to tackle crime. Now, you look at that and you pull your hair out and you say, what? Is he crazy? No. This is what we get wrong. Yes, these people are nutballs. They don't do what they do because they're crazy. They do what they do because they're trying to destroy the place. Eric Adams isn't accidentally wrecking New York like Bill de Blasio didn't accidentally wreck New York. It's on purpose. Joe Biden isn't accidentally jacking gas prices through the roof. They're not upset about inflation. This is all of it is going according to plan.
You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. not just the world economy, in the world, occurs every three or four generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 6 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. And we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
Remember all your conspiracy theory buddies you used to make fun of because they would say things like New World Order and you'd say, ha ha ha, take the tinfoil off your head, loser. Look, I've been right there with you. I don't know about you. I've got some apologies I need to make by text message during the next break. But it's true. Remember, we've talked about it 1,000 times. We're going to keep talking about it until every single person understands. The destruction is intentional. But why? Well, they view all the people in charge now, they're all communists, a new kind of communist, a cultural communist, cultural Marxism, but they're all communists. And they view not just America, really, we can boil it down to America, but all the West, the Western countries, the air fingers, quote, free countries, the countries where there are stricter limits on what the government can and can't do to you. Government is not allowed to do this. Government is not allowed to do that. We have a constitution. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. Well, the people who run these cultures now, not just the politicians, billionaires, media people, they look at those limits on their power and they detest them. They think it's horrible. They believe they should rule as kings and queens. They are above us all. And these limits on their power, it's holding the world back. If you would just lay down your stupid freedoms, then they could step in and control everything. Don't take it from me. Here's the WEF. This is from 2020.
In the coming decades, AI and biotechnology will give us godlike abilities to re-engineer life and even to create completely new life forms. After 4 billion years of organic life shaped by natural selection, we are about to enter a new era of inorganic life shaped by intelligent design. Our intelligent design is going to be the new driving force of the evolution of life. And in using our new divine powers of creation, we might make mistakes on a cosmic scale. In particular, governments, corporations, and armies are likely to use technology to enhance human skills that they need, like intelligence and discipline, while neglecting other human skills like compassion, artistic sensitivity, and spirituality.
These people, they look at your freedoms. They look at your religious beliefs. They look at all of your values and they detest them. They believe it all has to be destroyed. It all has to be taken down. It all has to be ripped all the way down to the foundation before it can be rebuilt. You will never understand why they do what they do until you accept who they are and what their base desires are. I brought up at the beginning of the show, we don't have the luxury right now of turning away people coming over to our side. And this is why I brought it up. These people are out to wreck us. They are trying to wreck us. They've done a great job at it so far. They took the freest, most prosperous country in the history of the world, and they've just wrecked it. And they continue to do so. Unless we're willing to fight against them tooth and nail, fight against them hard, and that's going to lead me to this Supreme Court nominee here in just a second. Unless we're willing to fight against them hard, as if the times are desperate, then we're going to lose. Desperate times mean we have to fight desperately. We are not in a polite game of cribbage here. We are in a battle. And the battle, if we lose it, brings more misery and death than you can possibly imagine. That's the truth. And so on that note, let's talk about this. I haven't brought it up yet in the show. Let's talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson here in a second. But first, Let's talk about timeshares and if you're stuck in one. Maybe you got a timeshare. Maybe it sounded good. Maybe you enjoyed it and now you want out. But the oddest thing has happened. You can't seem to get out. You see, they always cite the contract, the fine print. You don't get out. You pay annual fees that are going through the roof, special assessments going through the roof, and you want it to stop, and it never stops. These things have been passed down from dead parents to children before. If you're one of those people, don't think you're alone, and don't think you have to take it. Lone Star Transfer, they've helped over 16,000 people just like you. They can legally and permanently get you out of your timeshare fees. It's a family-owned company, and they have the reputation they have for a reason. 844-310-2646 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. Go get a free, no-obligation consultation. 844-310-2646. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show anything you want. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Another Friday is coming soon. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star review talking about how handsome I am. Back to what we were talking about before. Desperate times mean we have to fight desperately. Like me with these two idiots I work with. We just ordered food. Michael, I'm not going to lie. I gave him the option. Don't do this all the time. But I gave him the option. They could have whatever they wanted, right? So sometimes I order food for the office. Sometimes I order it just for me so I can eat it in front of them to show them who's in charge. But sometimes I order food for the entire office. And so today I asked Michael what he wanted. And you know what he said to me? I'm not making this up on my life. Fries. He just ordered fries. He could look at an entire menu with endless options. I mean, you name it. It had everything. Chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, desserts. I mean, there was no limit. It's not like I tell him, no, I'm not getting that. He asked for fries. Brother, fries are a side. And that's not me disparaging fries. You don't get fries as ever a thing. No, that's not disparaging fries. And so look, I'm now in a desperate situation here trying to teach these guys how to eat. You have any idea how difficult it is to teach people who order fries as the only thing? You think I'm not in desperate times? I am. We have to fight desperately in all seriousness. How desperate is the GOP fighting against Ketanji Brown Jackson as she tries to get on the Supreme Court? And I just want to remind you who this person is. I know you've heard this, but I want to make sure you remember that this is Ketanji Brown Jackson. And, well, look, I'll let her take it away.
As you said, the guideline was based originally on...
In case you're wondering, by the way, I interrupt sometimes. That's what I do as a rude person. This is her after she's been interrogated about some real odd sentencing things she's done. What sentencing things, you might ask? Oh, gosh, I hate even bringing this up. It's a family show. Child exploitation videos. I'm just going to put it that way. Chris, is that a good way to put it? Child exploitation videos, which has got to be the most sick, depraved, evil thing in the world, right? Well, she had people convicted coming before her, and she had to decide on their sentences. And she consistently, not once or twice, consistently gave them the lightest sentences humanly possible. She looked at the consumer of child exploitation videos. Can you imagine what kind of sick freak that must be? She looked and said to herself, this guy should have a lighter sentence. Now, this is her defending it. You want to talk about desperate times? This human being's about to sit on the Supreme Court.
A statutory scheme and on directives, specific directives by Congress at a time in which more serious child pornography offenders were identified based on the volume based on the number of photographs that they received in the mail. And that made total sense before, when we didn't have the internet, when we didn't have distribution. But the way that the guideline is now structured, based on that set of circumstances, is leading to extreme disparities in the system, because it's so easy for people to get volumes of this kind of material now by computers. So it's not doing the work of differentiating who is a more serious offender in the way that it used to. So the commission has taken that into account, and perhaps even more.
Okay, that's a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo for her saying, hey, I gave them light sentences because it's just so much easier to get these days after the internet. Can you even wrap your mind around that? So, okay, desperate times, right? How desperately are we fighting against this? This person, remember, is about to sit on the 9-person oligarchy of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, you know, the kind of thing they have to decide on whether or not the president can fire you for being unvaccinated, that Supreme Court, they're fairly important. How viciously are we fighting? How desperately are we fighting in these times? Here it is.
How would you feel if somebody up here on our side said, you know, you attend church too much for me, or your faith is a little bit different to me, and they would suggest that it would affect your decision? Would you find that offensive?
Senator, I'm...
I would if I were you. I found it offensive when they said it about Judge Barrett. The reason I ask these questions is I have no doubt that your faith is important to you, and I have zero doubt that you can adjudicate people's cases fairly if they're an atheist.
He's not worried about her. She's going to adjudicate things fairly. And he goes on to say he's pretty sure that Democrats should be ashamed for how they treated the last one. Do you think the communists are ashamed for how they treated Amy Coney Barrett or Brett Kavanaugh? Do you think they're going to look at the GOP conduct right now and say to themselves, oh, you know, we have been meanie McMean faces. I think we should be nice. From now on, because they were nice, we're going to be nice. They don't do that. They never do it. We don't fight desperately. We fight as if everything's fine and we're all equal, and it's just a friendly game of Monopoly here. Did it seem friendly when you just bought groceries? The interest rates, did you see what the Fed just said? They're about to go up a lot. I need to stress this again. The Fed said we might see, and I quote, aggressive interest rate hikes. Are these times calm or are these desperate times? By the way, buy gold, please. Get some gold from Oxford Gold Group. They will deliver it to your front door. Hyperinflation and high interest rates are both a possibility at this time. Get something of tangible value that is not subject to the whims of these nut jobs. 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. They'll take special care of you, okay? Now, not next week, not next year, now. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. Oxford Gold Group. These are good people. You can trust them. Real gold to your front door. So no matter what, you have something of value. But look, we don't fight desperately. And we censor out, like I said at the beginning of the show, we censor out people who we don't like because they're not perfectly aligned with our values. Man, I have values too. I mean, they're terrible values, but I have values too. And I don't like it when people violate them. We don't have the freedom to be nice. We don't have the freedom to turn people away at the door who genuinely want to fight the communists with us. Now, if we have a bunch of traitors in our midst, that's one thing. Yeah, they have to be purged. That has to be item one. But we don't have the luxury now of saying, nope, you're not perfectly on my side. You're gone. We are in desperate times. In desperate times, you fight desperately. We simply have to. All right? All right. I have a bunch of emails I have to get to from the weekend. And look, the New World Order. Joe Biden talked about it. The New World Order. What's a good example of that? Oh, I've got a great example of that. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.